Praise the Lord. Good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for all what you allow us to achieve from morning till now. Thank you for the victory that we have in Jesus by your blood. We are more than conqueror. We overcome sin, devil, and demons and sicknesses, and we claim healing and salvation and deliverance, and we claim victory upon victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for all our brethren. Protect them, protect us, all of us, from this coronavirus. Make our body fit and strong to go on and serve you and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. We come against all work of Satan and witchcraft and antichrist and anti-ministry. We rebuke them all in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, for strength upon all the workers, the elders, and the pastors of the church. I pray for the anointing upon each and everyone that will continue to reach new people, evangelize, proclaiming your word, proclaiming your will to the lost souls. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything you give us, and Lord, provide for us. Lord, we pray that you will evangelize. Pray for more gifts of the Holy Spirit that you receive to help us in the ministry. Oh Lord, I pray also, Lord, the fear of yours upon each and every workers. I pray for the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives to be like you in character and in attitude. We pray for each and every family to shine for you. I pray for husbands and wives to walk together for your glory, and even the children, they will be obedient, they will be submissive to their parents in the name of Jesus, to go on and serve you. Lord, let your will be done in our life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. I pray even, oh God, that the conviction upon, pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon each and everyone who is having sin or something, naughtiness, that this is a time to repent, to give up your own ways, and to come back to your repentance, giving their life fully to you, Lord. Lord, give us joy and power and authority to go and serve you. I pray for the anointing of the songs. Anoint this worship, anoint this recording, anoint the message, the giving, and all our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us start to worship the Lord.
Holy name.
our life fully to you. In the name of Jesus, lead us, O God.
Themselves and turn.
look unto our brokenness, O God. Forgive sins, O Lord, and heal, O God, and restore. Pray for the rest of the worship service anointed, and bless your word, let your name be magnified and glorified. This all pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us visit in the presence of God. Let's collect our tithes and offering our first supports to God. Lord, we thank you for all that you give us, for all that you provided for us, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy, your provision, your help. Thank you for the jobs and the incomes. Thank you for you have supplied all our needs. Lord, I pray for our brothers and sisters, all of them who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit. Open the windows of heaven. I bless them and rebuke the devourer in their lives, O God. And pour us so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray that use this money so that your word will be preached and your will be done. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 1, we'll continue today to meditate from this book. We read the first verse after Ruth met Boaz and he told her, I will do all what you requested. Let us see what happened. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, and to whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Lord, anoint my lips, and put verses and word in my lips, to teach your word to your people, O God. I pray for clarity of the message. I pray that the purpose of sending your word to your church shall be accomplished. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here we can read that Boaz, to meet the man, he went to the gate of the city. He did not go to the coffee shop or other place, but he went to the gate of the city to meet the man. Why he went there? What is the importance of that place, and why he chose that place to deal with that issue? You know, the elders and the leaders of the cities in the Old Testament, and those are the leaders of the church, the leaders of the congregation, they gather at the city gate to decide about important issues and to decide about important situations and certain decisions, and they will examine the word of God and they will go through the scriptures and they will make a decision and give suggestions and give solutions. Now, the question here again, why they sit at the city gate? Why no other place they can sit? What is happening at the city gate? Each and every city in the Old Testament is surrounded by a wall and fence. And this wall has gates. And from these gates, people who want to leave the city, they have to go through these gates. And these are like customs and immigration points. They were checking the people, those who are leaving, what for they are leaving, what is their purpose, what are the things with them they are carrying. And the elder of the city, also the leaders of the city, would decide whether they will allow them to move out or no. You know, we know that the family of Elimelech, they left Bethlehem, and you know, if they had been stopped at the gate, it would be far better for them. And also at the city gate, people who are coming from outside the city, they will also pass through the gates and they will check who are they, what they carry with them. If they are dangerous people, they may not allow to enter. Or if they have with them some harmful things, they may not allow them to go with and these things with them. They may confiscate it. So there is some quality control at the city gate, and that's why the elders and the leaders of the city are there, and the leaders and the elders of the church were staying in at these places. The scriptures teach us that the city gate was an important place for a lot of things that taking place. The scriptures supply us with good information that we need to heed in our life and walk with Christ. And in the New Testament, the elders of the Church of God and the leaders of the Church of God, they are the people who stay at the city gate, and they will decide about important things that pertain to the church, to the families. Let's read book of Deuteronomy chapter 21. I had preached this topic a few years ago, and I am led by the Spirit today also to emphasize on it again. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 18 to 21. It says, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is glutton and drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stone, that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. Now here, the point, one of the application of the importance of the city gate. A family have a child who is not listening. The father and the mother, they take this stubborn boy and they bring him to the city gate and they hand him over for discipline to the elders. Now here we understand that you need to report your children who are disobedient, report them to the church, and be willing to accept the suggestion and the discipline. That is required so that the evil will be cleansed and people will hear and will fear. That is one of the importance of the city gate and what the elders of the city and the leaders of the city would do at the city gate. Also, the other purpose of the city gate in Ruth chapter 4, and the reason that Boaz went to the city gate and met that man was to let him decide about buying a parcel of land of Noemi and Ruth, and to let him decide about marriage with Ruth. Now here, buying lands, buying a real estate or house, and marriage, these are a big issues and need to be decided by the elders of the church. That is here, important decision should come to the elders of the church, to the elders of the city, to the leader of the city, so that things will be verified, scriptures will be examined, and decision will be taken correctly according to the will of God. What else the Israelites, they were doing at the city gate? This all the scriptures supply us with with information, and we need to apply them in our lives. Even the New Testament is the same. The Church of God is the, and the elders of the Church, they are responsible to deal with issues that is important to families and the congregation of the Church and the members, and deal with it. In Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, and let us read from verse 13 to verse 24. Say here, if any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her and give occasion of speech against her and break up an evil name against her. I say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel fathers shall say unto the elders, I give my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hated her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of the city shall take that man and chastise him. So here the elders of the city are getting involved in dealing with issues of sexual immorality, sex before marriage. That's why in the New Testament, boyfriend, girlfriend, boys intermingling with girls and girls intermingling with boys, that the church elders and leaders should make an end of such things so the immorality will stop. And they shall amaze him in 100 shekels of silver and gave them unto the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and shall be his wife, he may not put her away all his days. But if these things be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her with stones that she die, because she hath wrought fully in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shall thou put evil away from among you. Now here the importance of the elders of the city. The issue of immorality will be open. The elders at the city gate, they will be approached, and they will decide. They will see the evidences, as we have read, and the girl will be vindicated if she has the proof, the parents have proof. If not, they will stone her. So here the elder of the church, the elder of the city, is responsible to clean from sexual immoralities. These are the things what they were doing at the city gate. Why sexual immorality is important to deal with? Because the scriptures teach us clearly that all kind of sins are outside the body, but the sin of sexual immoralities are inside the body, and demons will be injected when such things take place. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, First Corinthians chapter 6, and let's read verse 15 to 20. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What know ye not, that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now here very clear also, it tells us, when boys and girls unite with harlot outside the marriage life, they are uniting with demons. They are uniting with prostitutes, and demons will be injected inside the body of Christ, inside the church. The elders and the parents are responsible on that. Not to allow the phenomenon of boyfriend, girlfriend, not to allow boys and girls to intermingle together, not to allow also media and what offer from temptations and the internet. This is all our responsibilities. That is the things that take place. That is part, some of the things that take place at the city gate. God's willing, next Sunday we will continue speaking about the city gate as we are meditating from the book of Ruth. Let's all stand. Let us renounce our sins. God spoke to us about a lot of things. Tell him, Lord, forgive me. Forgive us, Lord. Repent, that is the, yes, I'm speaking to you. You need repentance. Scriptures, you cannot close your Bible and bung it and go, no, you will be disciplined for this. Scriptures, when you break it willingly, God will deal with you. Come to the Lord in repentance, renounce your sins, the thing that you are doing, rebelliousness, wrongdoing, the thing against the Scriptures. God wants you to renounce everything and come back to Him, so that He will hear your prayers, He will forgive, He will heal you, He will heal the ministry, He will heal the land, He will heal the church. Yes, Lord, you promise and say, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and forsake their sins, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land.
Hear from heaven and forgive.
Yes, O God, accept our prayers and our repentance, and heal our brokenness. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us in large our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us, keep us from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.